What's in your dietary supplement? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, C. Michael White, distinguished professor and chair of the School of Pharmacy at the University of Connecticut, determines that it might be something you didn't expect.
In my study of the FDA's Health Fraud Product Database, I found that from 2007 through 2021, the FDA discovered 1,068 dietary supplement products containing active ingredients in prescription drugs, or drugs that were banned by the FDA. The banned drug ingredients include stimulants that increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes, and phenylphthalein, which increases the risk of cancer. The prescription drug ingredients in dietary supplements include those for erectile dysfunction, female sexual dysfunction, antidepressants, steroids, anti-inflammatory drugs, and controlled substances for sleep. While the benefits of prescription drugs are greater than the risks for most patients, this assumes that your physician is selecting the right drug for your unique needs and the pharmacist is preventing drug interactions. When a drug ingredient is hidden in a dietary supplement, all those safeguards go out the window. The FDA posts tainted dietary supplements on their publicly available health fraud product database. If a product is on that list, steer clear of it, but remember that only a fraction of dietary supplements is tested by the FDA. The best you can do is purchase dietary supplements that are verified drug-free by third-party independent labs. An easy way to do that is to look for the USP or NSF seals right on the bottle.
That was C. Michael White of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.